Welcome to the Lazy Comics Podcast. We're too lazy to be bitter today. No, I'm just kidding. We're pretty bitter. We're bitter about being lazy.
We are pretty bitter. We're very bitter. And we're lazy.
Yeah.
I'm so lazy, I only have one guest today. Lazy right now. And the other comics who are supposed to be on here are so lazy that they didn't bother showing up. So it's not just the people on the show are lazy.
It's everyone. It's everyone.
I interrupted your intro. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. We are the Bitter Lazy Comics.
Are we blazy?
No, I'm
or
not.
Or litter. I think we're litter.
I am not high.
We're not blazy, so we're litter.
We're litter. Yeah, we're too lazy litter. To get high, if that says anything about us. No,
that is pretty lazy.
This is your host, Joel Foreman.
Too lazy to smoke pot. That's pretty lazy.
Yeah, you got a problem.
You know, I would smoke some pot, but, you know, I'd have to put water in the bong, and it's all the way over there on the other side of the coffee table, you know. Hello, I am JT Foreman, and welcome to episode 42 of the Bitter Comics Podcast. I am here with my good friend, Jeremiah, the scary foreplay Lloyd. Wait, I screwed that. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Jeremiah, scary foreplay Lloyd.
You don't know how deep my tongue's going to go.
No, you don't. You know, this is the guy that you need to sleep with on Halloween, because, you know, you're supposed to get scared on Halloween anyways, and you know, ladies, that you want foreplay, so this is the scary foreplay.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
It's like Halloween. That's haunted houses are a thing that always seem odd to me. Like people like getting scared, but they get pissed off at you if you jump around the corner and go ah, right?
Right.
But see, there's a lot of different things that scare different people, though. Like, for me, I've been accused of being homophobic. And I don't think I'm homophobic. I think I'm proctophobic. I'm afraid of anyone who might want to put something into my butt.
Yeah, I can see that.
Male or female, really.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course.
In fact, and so for Halloween, instead of going to a haunted house, I just get an enema. Scares the shit out of me every time.
That's it.
Hey, let's start off with a shit joke. How about that? Yay!
Who doesn't like shit?
Everyone likes shit jokes. Hooray! Well, we begin once again with a shit joke, and then after that, now we're going to go into our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week.
No, first, we're just like, so next week we're going to have to apologize to shit.
Pretty much. I know. And enemas.
Enema should apologize to everyone else.
Well, you know, I thought about doing that with a colonoscopy, but I think enema is just, you know, I was about to say the word that enema rolls off of the tongue better, but when you don't want to use that particular turn of phrase for, yeah. Okay, anyway, begin with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week. In which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, for my insensitivity in episode 41, I would like to apologize to black people.
Why are you always apologizing to black people?
Because I'm white.
No.
I'm just hoping they don't ask for reparations because I think I got $1.98 right now. And I don't think that's going to cover 400 years of slavery, dude. That's just not going to do it.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. Let's see, who else? Socks, knuckles, haikus, dishes, artificial flavors, and evil spirits.
Okay, why artificial flavors?
Well, there was a news story last week about, it was in Oklahoma, a state senator submitted a bill to the legislature that would make it illegal to use aborted fetuses in the ingredients of any food or in the research and development of any food product or artificial flavoring. And I believe I said something along the lines of dead baby is my favorite kind of gum or something like that. I don't remember exactly what I said about that, but I made a dead baby joke.
Okay.
So it was in reference to artificial flavors. So I felt I owed artificial flavors an apology. So you notice I did not apologize to dead babies.
Well, if you're a Republican, you would
Yeah, I think Republicans owe dead babies an apology. Well, if anyone out there would like to know why I'm apologizing to each of these things, check out episode 41 and all of our episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. If you would like to subscribe to the show, just go to the website and scroll down a little. On the right-hand side of the page are buttons you can click on to subscribe using iTunes, Google, or my Yahoo. And if you feel I owe any more apologies or to make any comment, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, "This is my origami boulder love note." Oh. The list last week was the 10 weirdest love notes. I got that list off of, I think it was Audie.com. And actually, the list we're going to do this week is off of Audie.com, too. I'm going to have to start giving them a percentage of the money I'm making off of the show, which is actually negative $100 a year, which it actually costs me money to do the show because I'm not making anything. So I figure if they sue me, okay, I'll settle and tell them that they can have half, and then they got to give me $50. Does it work that way?
That works.
I think it works that way. You know, do the math. It's what happens when you mess with negative numbers.
No, the love notes.
Yeah,
I gave a lot of love notes out in my time.
Any odd ones?
One was I'm watching you right now.
What's the most unusual romantic thing you've ever said or thought about somebody? As I'll tell you what mine is. There's this one waitress at Thai Palms.
Is it the Mexican one? Or well, black hair.
Yeah, black hair, kind of long. Short, thin. She's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. And that's my opinion. I mean, different people have different.
No, it's fine.
I think she's freaking gorgeous. And she was walking toward, in my direction, not toward me, but she was going past to go to the kitchen.
And as you came, your pants.
No, I did not come. But this is the thought that popped into my head. Her beauty could make a demon weep.
I like that.
Yeah, I haven't said it to her because I don't want her to go get a restraining order. God, she's beautiful.
Like, this guy sees demons crying when I'm around.
Yes, that's right. Beauty could make a demon weep.
No,
You know, see, that's the thing, though. I guess that's where mine goes, because most people would probably say something like, "Your beauty could make an angel weep." You know, they try to do uplifting.
You know,
and it's angels. Ah! Yeah. No, I pick demons. I pick demons. Demons are weeping.
It's more soulful.
I think.
I really do. I feel that way. It's more like it's coming from the soul.
That's right. That's right.
In a place.
Plus, I think a demon is more likely to do anal.
And she's just not down.
She's just not down. She's not down. Actually, no. She's I haven't got a shot in hell. So anyway, so do you have what's a romantic thing that you've said or wanted to say to somebody before?
Wow, I've done so many romantic things. Not really.
Jeremiah.
I know.
Scary foreplay, Lloyd.
No,
it's scary how much he likes foreplay,
and it's scary how romantic I am,
and it's scary that he does foreplay on people that didn't ask for it. What are you doing? You just walk up to some strange woman, start feeling her tits. What are you doing? I thought women liked foreplay. Excuse me, I read the Cosmo article. I want to find a woman who wrote one of those Cosmo articles that say they love foreplay and just walk up to them and start squeezing their tits. It's like, you asked for it, okay? You put it on a national publication that you liked foreplay, okay? Excuse me for paying attention, okay?
No, Cosmo is spying on the enemy. I read it all the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like I should be in the CIA with how much I know about pleasing my man.
That's good. I'm glad you know a lot about pleasing your man.
Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's too bad I'm straight, but I'd be the greatest gay guy.
Oh, yeah.
You want your feet rubbed after work? All right, I can do that.
I can do that for you.
Yeah. No, shoot, most romantic thing I've ever done. I don't know. This one, I don't know. I want to say... I don't know. Get back to me on that.
All right. What was it we were talking about before we started the show? I said we were going to discuss this. You were saying something about the girlfriend that you were dating.
Oh, no. The joke I'm working on.
Oh, okay.
Or was it the ex that, what was it that she was testing me?
Yeah, the ex was testing that, you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but that's not really funny. That's just kind of
tell me the story.
Okay, well,
This is a bitter comics podcast. We don't really have to be funny.
We're just bitter about it. No, my ex-girlfriend's calling. No, this goes into a joke. The joke started off, I was having sex with this girl, right? And she's pretty ugly. And I couldn't come. So, I just faked an orgasm. And
which
now,
involved what, a syringe and ivory liquid soap? How does a guy fake an orgasm? I mean,
no,
I came.
No, just say you
where
came.
Is it? no. Get some hair gel out. Right
here, no, just say you came inside him. And
just say you came inside. Him. Oh yeah, that won't be a problem.
Yeah,
don't. I finished. Where is it? I came inside you. What?
Yeah, my bad. No, and then I ended on now I know how every girl that has had sex with me feels. always having to fake it. No, and then it goes into, that was one of my ex's friends, and my ex ended up testing me to see what I was doing. And
or who you were doing?
Yeah. So
I recognize this strain of herpes.
No,
you were sleeping with Sarah, weren't you?
She just texted me one day. She texted me yesterday. She's like, so what were we doing yesterday? And I'm just like, nothing. Why are you calling or texting me? And she's just all going on and on about, oh, blah, 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 just wondering how you're doing.
This was your ex, right?
Yeah,
this
was my ex.
Were you still together at the time, or she was your ex already?
No, this was yesterday, and we were okay. Been broken up for a year.
Well, then, wait, you've been broken up for a year, and she called you yesterday?
Yeah, and she's just like, so how you doing? Like, you know, what'd you do yesterday? Like, how's your day, like, you know, been? And I'm just like,
I fucked your sister.
That's how we broke up. No, oh, okay. No. So I was.
That's better than you broke up because she fucked your she fucked your sister. I mean,
I don't know how.
See, there's the thing.
If I had a sister, I'd be cool with that.
You know, I've had that discussion with people about what would you do if your girlfriend cheated on you with another woman. But what if it's your sister? Is that different?
This is gonna sound really bad of me, but like, you know, it's not that I'm for incest, but just let me watch. Wait, is my sister fat?
Well, your sister is your sister. Do you have a sister?
No, I don't have a sister.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, you don't see that. That's
what was your mom then? If it's your mom, some Oedipal shit going on here. I mean, this is like a Greek tragedy, a modern retelling of a Greek tragedy.
See, if she was going for my mom and they were doing it, I would go for her dad. You know?
Is her dad cute?
Does it matter when she's doing my
mom?
Well,
you know what? It doesn't matter if his dad
she's
is
doing
you
my mom.
You know what you're doing, so, you know.
Yeah, you know, if her dad doesn't want me, you know, hopefully her grandpa has Parkinson's and gives a great hand job.
There you go. That's even better than someone who uses the shake weight all the time.
See, when I turn 60 and I'm dating retired women, they better have Parkinson's.
Yeah, that's... Well, you know, you got to pick the right disease. Shop around, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, at least epilepsy and you can figure out how to...
how to time that out.
How
right.
to time that seizure. It's like, well, you know, she... Oh, where's the you get her into bed and you set up some flashing red lights and you go to town. It's like,
just tilt their head back so they don't swallow their tongue.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a good hour.
Well, you know, and then she's old enough that she's lost her teeth anyway. Just make sure you take the dentures out.
And she's just gumming her tongue to death.
You've heard of a gum job, right? It's like, yeah.
Is that when they have gum in their mouth?
No. That would be when all they have are gums. There's no teeth.
Ooh, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, you know.
I feel that'd be very mushy.
Exactly. And mushy and wet. Yum.
Okay.
Yeah, chickswithcalciumdeficiencies.org, I believe, is the dating website.
That's too much horrible. Time. Chicks with calcium deficiency.
I spend too much time on the internet. That's how I end up finding websites like hireahitman.net. We'll be talking about that in a couple of minutes. We're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman here with Jeremiah Lloyd. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will be... This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, so I just wanted to take a leak. And we're recording once again at the Woodward Park branch of the public library here in Fresno, and I passed by the table where they have all the tax forms.
Right.
And I'm sure most people know, every year, if you need a tax form, you can go to any public library, and they always got boxes of them set up there so you can grab them and do your taxes. Sorry, one second. I walked to the bathroom. Now I'm winded. Give me a minute.
What did you do in the bathroom? Make you so winded?
Do you really want to know?
No.
Okay, I feel a little bit better now. All right, anyway. You know, I'm going to leave that in. I'm not even editing that.
No, it's fine. Fucking.
Yes, that's right. I went and I jerked off in the public library.
Those, you know, librarians.
I walked past the magazines, and apparently the swimsuit edition had not gotten stolen yet.
No.
All right, I'll admit it. Jane Eyre makes me hot. What do you want from me? Okay, that's why I come to the library.
No. when I first pulled up, there was this attractive, I don't know, like 30-something-year-old lady, and I was like, you know, I just really want to pick up at chicks at the library, because the only time they get any is when they finger themselves reading graphic novels.
And, well, you know, there's the thing is that
you've tried this.
The women
reading graphic novels.
Well, besides that, but okay, a nerd chick.
Right.
Okay, so most nerds, you know, we're just going to use the generic term nerd for this. So the nerd chick or the dork or the bookworm or whatever you want to call it.
The beautiful woman on the inside.
Of that social circle, it's mostly men.
Right.
You know,
which
men,
is sad.
Which is sad.
I am a sad and pathetic person.
And there's women there, but nowhere near as many. It's right. It's got to be at least 20-1.
Yeah. No, it's probably like 400 to.
Maybe so. I mean, it's like going to a Star Trek convention or any kind of sci-fi thing, yeah, or whatever. It's just all these men and some girls who, and you know, for them it must be great. I mean, they have their pick of all these guys who have no idea how to satisfy them. You know, I mean, it's like,
you need like four.
It's like dying of thirst and being in front of the ocean. I mean, there's all this water, but there's all the salt in it, so you can't drink anything.
And fish piss.
And fish piss.
Yes.
Well, you can handle the fish piss.
I just drink that straight from the fish.
I stopped in some town in Oregon on the way back down here. Last time I went up to Washington to visit my parents, I bought a bottle of bottled water, and it was Deer Park was the brand, and it had a deer drinking water from a little stream. And I'm like, great, there's deer piss on my water. But anyway, okay, the tax forms. There's a sign over there. It said, beginning in 2013, we will no longer carry tax forms here at the library. You can go to irs.gov to print the forms out.
Right.
So they're not going to have the tax forms here at the library anymore. So basically, there's no way to get a tax form anymore unless you can get to a computer and print it.
Wow.
You know, and what about the book?
Looks,
you know,
like,
'cause it has like the table in there with how much taxes on the amount that you're paying. So, I mean, would that be an excuse to not pay taxes?
Yeah,
it's like, I would love to pay taxes, but I don't own a printer.
No, I was going to go, looks like I'm throwing away my printer and not claiming that on my taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
I just claim on my taxes, lost my printer. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, just
send that into the IRS.
I lost my printer, send it to the IRS.
Here's a notebook.
Or send them a photograph of a broken printer and say, you know, I would love to pay my taxes, but I can't. And, you know, that's, I don't know. I mean, there's all these complaints about how the libraries don't get used anywhere near as much anymore.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean, there's the
internet,
and there's all this. It is sad, actually. I mean, it's.
Look at all these shitty books.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, someone needs to read them.
But, you know, because of the internet. But then the things that people do still use the library for, like, every year, the first thing I do at the beginning of the year is, one of the first things I do is, you know, after I recover from the hangover from the New Year's party, I will go to
those two drinks you had.
Yeah, the two drinks that I have. I get two a year. I go.
One's at the end and one's at the beginning.
Remind me to tell you about the red left side I had the other day.
The red left side?
Yes. Okay. At Thai Palms. It's a drink they have at Thai Palms. I go to the library and I get the tax form so that I can do my taxes. As soon as I get my W-2s, I do my taxes, I send them off to get my, I want to get my refund back as quickly as possible so that I can start saving up money for the two drinks I'm going to have the next year. And so just, you know, there are certain things that people still use the libraries for, but then they start cutting those out. I mean, there's a lot of tax forms out there.
Yeah.
And most of them will probably be taken by somebody before the you know the tax season ends around April 15th. So there are a lot of people that go to the library to get a tax form.
Right.
And you know this is something that we're using this public service to do. You know they're complaining that people don't go to the libraries and they have to cut back on the hours, but then the things that we do use them for they're canceling them. It seems a little dumb.
Yeah, it does.
And considering libraries are where books and smart people are supposed to go, it's a little ironic that they're doing something so dumb.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's the government.
Yeah, that's true. Well, see, it's state and local government. People always complain about they want the government out of their lives.
Yeah.
But I think the state and local governments are a bigger problem than the federal government. Because I've never had a problem with the federal government giving me shit. Well, but I have had...
I think they should take away DUIs.
Well, see, I have had the state or the city give me crap about... You don't mow your lawn often enough, or you can't park your car here, even though you're trying to load stuff out of your house. Or I've never had the federal government interfering with my life, but I've had local governments interfering with my life lots of times.
Yeah,
and I think the Tea Party needs to go down and protest the sheriff's department. I think they need to leave the federal government alone because that's not where the real problem is.
Yeah, it's not.
The real problem is state governments, you know.
It starts at the root.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, there's so much watching the federal government. There's all these national newspapers and publications, all these reporters all over the place that it's not impossible, of course, but it's harder to get away with bullshit, I think, in Congress than it is to get away with bullshit in the city council because who's watching the city council? I mean, especially if it's a smaller town like Clovis or something, you know, a city council meeting, it will be an hour once a month and there's like three people will show up. I mean, I would imagine that you can get a politician can get a lot away with a lot more bullshit if they're in local government than if they're at a state or federal.
No, of course.
My stepbrother, he works for, I can't remember the name of the newspaper, but it is the paper that does state politics. It covers state politics in Arizona, which is where the Papers Please Law is and where they have a lot of things with private prisons. Right. The state has a lot of private prisons, and I just imagine that must be a lot of fun covering all of this. Anyway,
let's get to the list.
Let's get to the list. Before we do the list, we're going to do the 559 text of the week.
Oh, yes.
You remember this one?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, there's a website called textfromlastnight.com, and people send in their alcohol and drug-induced text messages, and this one was from recently. I want to support my town, you know, 559 area code. I put in 559, I look for a new text message from our area, and the 559 text of the week for this week is, drum roll please, you know, I've taken a drum and rolled it. It does not make that sound. Here we go. Remember the three things that are off limits? They're fair game if you get here in the next 5 minutes.
What?
That's awesome. That is three things that are off. What would three things be that are off limits? You know, I the first one's easy. Anal.
Hold on. What if it was just like, you know, you're like a friend that's just a girl and would just like three things would involve sex, anal, and blowjobs or any sort of thing.
Vagina, anal, and blowjobs?
Yeah. It could just be a friend. I could see it being not as, but she's just being slutty.
She's just feeling slutty or she's drunk or she just got dumped.
Yeah.
And you're the dick in the glass case that Chris Rock was talking about.
Thank you.
The friend is a dick in a glass case. In case of emergency, break open glass. Oh, my God, I can't believe he did that. I'm so glad you're here.
So I don't think it's as epic.
I don't know. I wouldn't imagine this.
I would want it to be
what
as epic.
What if it were a guy who sent this to a girl? What would be the three things a guy might put off limits to a woman? Once again, anal. I think
depending on how she looks, kissing.
Kissing. All right.
Let's see.
How are your teeth?
Eye contact.
Yeah. If she's appropriate for a gum job, kissing might be off limits.
Mm, yeah. No. But
no eye contact.
No. Depending on how ugly she is, eye contact.
Okay. So doggy, not in front of the
mirror. Let's see. Even doing it, no.
Even doing it, no. You know what? A guy will do anything. I mean, you talked about women so ugly even finish, but you still started.
No. One of my friends did this porpoise-looking, ugly, blonde, just...
Porpoise-looking?
Dude, she makes, no offense, but she makes, like, you and me together look like skinny, skinny guys. And they said that, I don't know,
I'm down to 240. So, but yeah, but you're probably about 240 also.
Yeah, so am I.
So we're like almost 500 between the two of us.
Yeah, she's a good whale. And no, but she just has like a face that looks like.
You know what my favorite whale is? The humpback. Anyway, sorry.
I love doggy style.
No, I love doggy style. Yes.
No, but looks like she had bad acne for 2 years, then went on Proactiv. And it just didn't fix anything.
Yeah.
Besides the acting.
It's like it flattened everything.
Yeah.
But the craters were already, it was a little late. Someone hit her in the face with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, and she looks
like. And the sledgehammer broke.
It looks like she had Down syndrome, but it came up a little bit. Like, you know, and she was just.
I'm not even sure what that means, but it sounded funny. I'll apologize to Down syndrome next week.
And up syndrome. No.
And up syndrome.
No, but she was just ugly. And one of my friends was just telling me, like, he did her. I'm just like, I have been completely plastered drunk around her, and she has made advances towards me. And as soon as she, like, tried touching me, this is the first time I met her. Like, I threw up on her. As soon as she touched me, I was just like, whoa.
And she still wanted to go for it, didn't she?
Oh, no, she did. She's like, oh, how cute. You're this drunk. And I'm just like, no, you're just that ugly. And I've been a prick lately. No, but he was telling me that she asked him if he wanted to, you know, sleep in a bed. And he's like, yeah, sure, because he was sleeping on the floor. Yeah. And anyways, she ends up just sucking his dick, and then they end up fucking. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Oh, by the way, he fed her chow mein. But just that's
he fed her chow mein.
Yeah, he fed her. Actually,
it's like he like fed her. Feeding.
I've had three of my friends have you know relations with this woman, and each time they have fed her some sort of different you know ethnic food. I'm just like, oh God, like there's just some things I wouldn't do.
Wow.
Yeah,
I wouldn't imagine that there's much you wouldn't do.
There's not a lot.
Not really. I mean, I've seen you. I've seen you pretty drunk.
And, yeah.
You know, honestly, you're the only person I've ever seen who seems this way to me.
Yeah.
Your standards rise the more wasted you are.
Oh no, they do. They do.
It's completely. Odd to me that I mean, like you're sober right now.
Yeah,
I imagine you would fuck me given half a chance.
Hey, if you just give me a little bit more water,
the more wasted you are, the less likely you seem to want to sleep with certain people. Because I think there must be some sort of a safety mechanism inside your brain.
I don't know.
That's like, you know what? I'm not sure I really want to do this.
Yeah.
So it's like you start shutting everything down so that you won't make a mistake. You know, I would rather go without.
I turned into a woman.
Get the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You know, because I've seen specific times where advances were made on you.
Yeah.
With someone that isn't half bad.
Yeah.
But you just had this look on your face like, I'm not so sure, and I know I'm not in the right frame of mind to make a good decision.
Yeah, I think better when I'm drunk.
So let's err on the side of not... not getting with the total skank.
Wait, when is this? I'm unsure what this is.
I don't want to
name names.
No, I don't want to name names. So there are a couple of specific women who sober. I think you might.
Right.
But
like who?
I'm not going to tell you.
All right, we'll do that. Yeah, off.
We'll talk about it later.
No,
but yeah, because your standards seem to actually rise when you get drunk.
Oh yeah, when I'm sober, I'm just like, hey, what are you doing? And when I'm drunk, it's just like, screw it.
Well, hey, we're going to take a break real quick. I am JT Foreman with Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back.
We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back.
Hello. All right, so the list for this week. Now, Terry Michaels likes lists. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to make it this week. But I did. In his honor, I do have this list we're going to talk about.
And in his honor, there's a security guard walking by.
Exactly. I got this list off of Audi.com once again. This list is the 10 weirdest medical syndromes. A couple weeks ago we did a list that was sort of similar. It was odd psychological problems. These are like more, some are more physical disorders.
Okay.
Number 10, sexsomnia disorder. I think I might have this one.
But you stay up if you don't have sex?
No. Sexsomnia is a disorder in which people participate in sexual acts either solo or with a partner while sound asleep. It is classed as one of many parasomnias, which also include things like sleepwalking and talking, though this is relatively new. Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night and been masturbating?
No. I have.
I've woken up in the middle of the night, and my dick's hard, my hand is around it, and I'm going, and I don't even, like, what the heck is going on here? Well, I might as well finish. And then I'm really tired at work the next day because it took me, I woke up and realized who it was I was fucking, me, and it took me a long time to finish. No, so I didn't get any sleep that night.
No, I had a girlfriend who used to say, have sex with me while I'm asleep and wake me up, like, right before you think I'm going to come. And I'm just like, all right. I did that once.
Yeah, you get to sleep through the foreplay.
No, yeah. And then I woke her up in the middle of it. She's like, yeah, you woke me up 30 minutes before this was going to happen. I'm just like, how the fuck do you know this? Like, I don't know. It's like, but yeah, I did date a girl like that. And
awesome.
She was cool. And now she's pregnant because she probably fell asleep around someone dumb.
There you go. Number 9. Yeah, that would be awesome, though. Yeah, so people who engage in sex while they're sleeping, it would be really cool. There are websites where the sleep creeps and
stuff. Yeah, that's creepy to me.
Yeah, that is creepy.
It's creepy because it's just
the girl's asleep and you're just gonna start doing her, and somehow that's the thing is
unless they tell you they want it, like
one that. There's either he's okay, forget about the psychological problems. Either his penis is really small and ineffective. Or her vagina is really stretched out and ruined, because how do you sleep through a penis entering you? I mean, I think I would wake up too if a penis entered my body. Either he's got nothing to provide, or she's got way too much parking space.
I get that.
Number 9, fish odor syndrome, trimethylaminuria. Trimethylaminuria.
Like, where they smell like fish, or yes. Where they like fish?
Yeah, smell like fish.
No, you can get that from just eating too much fish.
Well, yeah, that's true also. But this is a rare metabolic disorder that causes a defect in the normal production of a specific enzyme. Long story short, this is where the body can't break down trimethylamine. During food digestion, the compound builds up and is released in the person's sweat, urine, and breath, giving off a strong fishy odor.
Yeah.
A lot of women have this problem specific to their vagina. The odor varies from person to person. So, I mean, like, one person might smell like trout, another one smells... No, I'm just kidding.
Where's the flounder at?
Where's the flounder? Number 8, exploding head syndrome. Exploding head syndrome is a parasomnia disorder that causes sufferers to hear loud explosion-like noises that seem to originate from within their own head.
So it's just like post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yeah, something like that. The explosions usually occur right after the victim has fallen asleep and sound like a roar, gunshot, loud voices, or screams, a ringing noise, or the sound of electrical buzzing. I will hear a ringing noise sometimes.
Didn't you have something when you were in the army go off by your ear?
Oh, many times.
And yeah, see?
But my hearing is messed up. I mean, I was in the Navy for 8 years, and for a couple years of that, the ship I was on, my berthing space was right next to the engine room, which is freaking loud.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my hearing is shot.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I started wearing hearing protection when I would go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But then if the klaxon went off and we're going to general quarters for a drill or something, right. It wouldn't wake me up because I had the hearing protection on, so I had to stop wearing it.
Yeah.
That was a drag. Victims of the syndrome aren't physically injured. They tend to experience fear and anxiety after such attacks. Yeah, if you hear an explosion, it sounds like came from the inside of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that. Number 7, foreign accent syndrome.
You're just attracted to foreign accents?
Foreign accent syndrome is a speech disorder that is often a side effect of severe brain injury such as stroke or head trauma. FAS causes sudden changes in speech pattern, intonation, and pronunciation so that the victim suddenly starts speaking with a foreign accent.
Yeah, I need to get a stroke so I can start, you know, speaking in the British tongue.
Yeah. That would be kind of funny if you were to watch somebody suddenly develop that.
I know, right?
Just all of a sudden, good day, mate. What?
Oh, I've never actually seen an Australian.
Sudden, bam, and just all of a sudden switch to a foreign accent. That would be awesome. It, especially if like there's some accents that I think are kind of sexy sounding when a woman speaks it, but I think are really friggin' annoying when a guy speaks it.
Oh, yeah. Like, the Southern accent. It's like, I want that.
Yeah, the Southern accent and the British accent are two of them that when a woman speaks with a British or a Southern accent, it's really hot.
Right.
When a guy speaks with a British or a Southern accent, it's friggin' annoying as hell. I don't know why. It just is.
I think the Southern accent is very hot. I think so is the British accent. But I also think, the I speak Spanish. And I think that can be hot, but that can also be like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Mm.
Because, I don't know, I'm just, as a Republican, I don't like Mexicans.
Well, the Spanish accent just sounds scary to me, because every time I hear a Spanish accent, I just imagine a knife coming out. So, I'm afraid.
Imagine a rosary coming out.
A rosary?
And then I'm just like,
that's even worse, though.
No, and it's I'm going to get laid.
Great. You're going to fuck me in the ass now. No. Oh, wait, no, I'm too old.
No,
I'm
too old. It's a woman.
It's a
woman.
Oh,
okay. No, you're still going to fuck me in the ass.
Did you ever see the movie was it called Sleepers with Brad Pitt and
I was gonna be we just started talking about like women or people wanting sex when they're asleep. And have you seen the movie Sleepers? I've not watched that porn yet.
Well, never mind.
No.
All right, non-24-hour sleep-wake syndrome. Non-24 is a chronic circadian rhythm sleep disorder defined as a chronic steady pattern comprising a 1 to 2 hour daily delays in sleep onset and wake times in an individual living society. The pattern of delay persists around the clock, taking several weeks to complete one cycle. Basically, you know, people generally get onto a 24-hour clock where they start getting tired at the same time every day.
And,
you know, people go to sleep at 8 o'clock and they'll get up at 4.
Right.
Or, in this, you won't start getting tired at 8. You'll start getting tired at 10, and then you go to sleep. You wake up at 6, and then the next day you start getting tired at midnight, and the next day you start getting tired at 2. So, and actually, I think I might have this. It's funny how every time I start looking through medical or psychological syndromes, I start thinking, hey, you know, I've got that. Maybe what I have.
Yeah, I went on an STD chart, and I was like, I got that. No, yeah.
me. Yay. You know, there are websites you can go to find other people with the same STD as you.
Dude, I need to find that.
You know, if I were ever to ever come down with an STD, I would become a total slut for that STD. I was like, you know what? I got it already. I can go to the website, find other people who have it already, and we don't have to worry.
That's real. That's actually kind of smart.
That is kind of smart. It makes me wish I could start one of those websites. AIDSDater.com. That'd be awesome.
I'm going to die in 2 years. I'm going to die in 2.5.
Yeah. Oh. We can go together. Let's go out with a bang, baby.
It's kind of like on eHarmony how it tells you, you know, how far away someone's at, but it just tells you how much life they have left.
How long they have to go.
Yeah. That's so bad.
I have cancer. I'm going to die. Yeah, they'd be like, well, I've got cancer. I'll be dead in 6 months anyway. I really don't care what STDs you have, okay? What does it matter to me? By the time I start getting symptoms, you know what?
Find the cure for cancer.
Yeah, then they find a cure for cancer. But sorry, we can't really do anything about the herpes. Damn it. And then you find out chemo is a cure for herpes, too. Jesus, I'm going to be bald again. No.
Why'd I have to get it on my mouth?
Hey, come on. I shave my nuts. You don't shave your nuts?
I trim them.
You trim them at least? You got to do some manscaping.
Yeah, because it's just like...
You know, making her blow you and floss at the same time is just rude, okay? You don't want your hair down there.
Yeah.
You want to go down to the girl and have to pick stuff out of your teeth, really?
I have.
You have?
I actually don't like it when a girl shaves.
No?
No.
Huh.
I don't know why.
Well, see, they have to have shaved recently, because if they shaved like 8 hours ago and they're starting to get the 5 o'clock shadow in the around the beaver, that's just weird.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, your vagina reminds me of my dad in the afternoon. Yeah, let's watch a movie.
And my dad.
Oh, I came. Okay, then we're done.
And my dad when I was asleep. No,
I'm just kidding about that. With the rosaries.
My father. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Genital retraction syndrome, number 5. People suffer from genital retraction syndrome
when it's too
are overcome
cold.
By the fear that their external genitals or breasts for women are shrinking or retracting into the body to the point of complete disappearance. Only when it's cold.
Really,
in
when it's
Asia
cold?
And Africa, they have been these have been widespread. Okay, here it is. GRS is a mental condition prevalent in cultures that are often without sufficient medical resources and who attribute the condition to voodoo, witchcraft, or superstition. He put a curse on me to make my penis small. In Asia and Africa, there are have been widespread instances of this syndrome called penis panics. Are you okay? I'm penis panicking.
I do that when I need to get laid.
Yeah.
It panics.
Maybe they'll come out with a treatment for this, and you can take some pills, and it's like, and then one day you'll call in sick to work. Yeah, John, I'm not going to be able to make it to work today. Oh, what's not? Penis panic is acting up again.
No, yeah. That is actually, no, I just thought of something. If I just call in to work one day and just like, I accidentally took some of my grandpa's Viagra, so I'm going to either come into work fully erect, or I can stay home and try to rub it out.
You know, what if you have a female boss who's kind of into you?
Oh, no, speaking of that, I do have the owner of the store. You know, she's a great woman, but I do make jokes about me and her being married a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah?
And she overheard one. And she called me into the office. She's just like, Jeremiah, you need to stop making those references towards me and you are going to be married. And I'm just like, she says, but it's mainly just a legal issue because I know it's all in good fun, but it's a legal issue.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, so basically what you're telling me is you want a prenup.
That's awesome. Yes, she does.
No, and when she told me to stop, told me to stop doing that, I was like, all right, but let me tell you 5 jokes that are going on and I will stop. And so one of the jokes that I thought was very funny is she lets people that are on like the same level of... like if you're a manager, you can date another manager, or if you're just a regular employee, you can date another employee because you know she's fine with that. And then I'm just like, if you're on the same level of authority, and I'm just like, so how do I become co-owner so we can date? She said that she'd rather fire me before I became co-owner.
I'm sorry, man.
I know, yeah, but she's great.
She wants you. I know it.
Yeah, dude.
She's playing hard to get.
No, and then after we had
you're fired. That's pretty hard to get.
No, and then after.
You know what? Here's the thing. If you ever do quit the job.
Right.
Come you back. Have to just walk in there, hand her the letter of resignation, and then grab her and kiss her.
No, what was funny is.
Dude, what's this? It's my resignation. Why?
Here's my
that's my imitation of tongue kissing a person, by the way.
No, it's funny.
It kind of sounds like Homer Simpson when he's hungry and drooling. I know, but it's the best I can do.
What was funny with after that, I'll get done with the story, but after that, after she told me that, I went in and I was just like, yeah, so I walked out and I'm just like, yeah, so we're getting a divorce. And everyone heard me. And I was like, sorry, last joke. And so that was.
I'm done. I promise. That's it.
Yeah.
Cool. We've got to get through these real quick here. Number 4, the Gourmand syndrome is a rare condition that sometimes occurs in people who sustain injuries to the right frontal lobe. These people develop a new post-injury passion for gourmet food.
I want that.
It's like, you know, I can't eat burgers anymore. I have to have Salisbury steak.
Only caviar.
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
I only eat fish I only eat aborted fish. Yeah, I'm not sure what is. It's fish eggs. I mean, that would be like aborted fish, right? just did think anyone who is pro-life, never eat eggs again.
That's right.
You're eating an aborted chicken. That's what you're doing. You ate an aborted chicken. Shame on you. Right?
That's pretty funny. That's hilarious.
That's horrible. That's what it is.
No, that is true.
Number three, walking corpse syndrome, Cotard syndrome. People who suffer from Cotard syndrome have the delusional belief that they are dead, do not exist, are putrefying, or have lost their blood or internal organs. It's a variation on schizophrenia.
So
you think you're an undead or like a zombie or a vampire or something. Number two, busy life syndrome. Since the main symptoms of this lifestyle syndrome are forgetfulness and lack of concentration, we're pretty sure we all have it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Forgetfulness is an ordinary part of getting older, but anecdotal evidence suggests it is now affecting people earlier in life as a result of busy work and home lives.
Yeah.
Information overload.
That's one.
Yeah. The recommended treatment is a drug called memantine, which is also used to treat Alzheimer's.
Wow.
Yeah. And finally, Möbius syndrome is a rare neurological disorder that is present at birth. People with this condition are unable to move their faces. They can't smile, frown, suck, grimace, or blink their eyes. They're unable to move their eyes from side to side. They may have skeletal problems as well. So, they're not paralyzed anywhere else, I guess. But their face can't move.
So it's just when women get Botox?
So if you see someone who's just got a blank stare on their face,
right,
and you tell them to smile, you're being very insensitive.
That's funny.
They should call it the Botox syndrome. I think you're right. We're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll come back and do a couple news stories before we got to go. I'm JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. Cool. This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, let's do a couple of quick news stories before we go. One of the places I go to for the news is the Morbidity and Mortality Report from the Centers of Disease Control. Every once in a while, I find a gem there. And this week, I found something that I feel is very interesting. The CDC has announced that March 5 through 11 will be National Sleep Awareness Week. See, it's recommended that U.S. adults receive on average 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. However, according to the National Sleep Foundation, there's a foundation.
There's a foundation for sleep.
Yes, that's
We're
right.
Just some sleepy people.
I think some rich people got really tired of their wife waking them up in the morning. They got really sick of their kids saying, "Hey, we want breakfast." That's what I have a maid for, you know. So they put some money together and made this foundation. But 37.1% of adults report regularly sleeping less than 7 hours a night. Persons reporting sleeping less than 7 hours are likely to unintentionally fall asleep during the day, are more likely to nod off or fall asleep at the wheel. Lack of sufficient sleep has also been associated with anxiety, depression, and frequent mental and physical distress. Mm. So I'm not lazy. I'm maintaining a healthy lifestyle. I think it was Bill Cosby. Bill Hicks. He once said, "You know, I need my sleep. Okay, I got to get 8 hours a day and like 10 at night, and then I'm good."
Bill Hicks is hilarious.
Yeah, you know, I was going to go to the rally to kick off the National Sleep Week. But I missed it. My alarm didn't go off.
I celebrated at home.
Yeah, I celebrated at home in bed. Okay, now, I think we need to leave tweeting while driving to the professionals. And here's why. A bizarre delay at the Daytona 500 produced another unique moment in NASCAR. Driver Brad Keselowski posted messages on his Twitter account as he waited for the race to resume. Now, there was a big crash and like some fuel truck or something exploded, and it took two hours to clear it out of the way.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there in his car taking pictures of the explosion and tweeting them, and tweeting and talking to fans and answering questions. And a couple hours later, he himself was all involved in a wreck. And maybe he shouldn't have been tweeting while he's driving NASCAR. You think it's dangerous to tweet on the freeway? And yes. And of course, then he pulled out his cell phone to go to the navigation to find out directions for the rest of the race. And it was just like, turn left, turn left, turn left.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so apparently he tripled the number of followers he had in the process. When he started, you know, when he started the race, he had 65,000 followers on Twitter. Now he's got over 200,000 followers on Twitter. It's like people started talking about, hey, this guy down there is tweeting while he's driving a NASCAR.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, that is pretty. That's a pretty cool idea. Have you ever wanted to have someone killed?
No, not per se.
Okay, well, you know, the internet has taken over everything.
Oh, yeah.
There was a website somebody made called hireahitman.net, which, you know, it's ghetto because if it were any good, he would have gotten the .com. But are you tired of your wife's bitching, sick of your boss's harassment, just can't take your neighbor's daughter practicing the violin anymore? Well, your problems are over. Check out hitmanforhire.net, where you can hire a hitman to take care of things for you. Actually, the website...
Is it legit?
It was. It's not anymore, but it was legit. Well, of course, how legit is hired assassination? But the Florida web designer who made the site thought it was a joke when he was hired to design it.
Right.
So he went and he designed the website. Here you go. But the guy, Issam Ahmed Aid, was apparently deadly serious. Deadly serious. He was a poker dealer who worked at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. And what he would actually do is he would take the money from the person who wanted the person dead.
Right.
And then he would go to the victim and say, yeah, so-and-so just hired me to assassinate you. He paid me $10,000 of the $25,000 he's supposed to give me. You give me the other $15,000 and I won't kill you. And so he wasn't actually murdering people, but he was telling people he was going to.
Yeah, extortion. So to speak.
Extorting them.
With their life.
Yes, exactly. Now, through the website, people around the world had written to Aid. Some clearly were more serious than others. A fifth grade girl in Kentucky wanted another girl in her class dead. Several volunteered to kill for hire. So they're looking for work. Say, man, you get something in my region. You know, it's a franchise. You know, it's like
it's your McDonald's.
It's McDonald's. It's McAssassins. McAssassins.
McAssassins.
One woman wanted help committing suicide. And
that's
so, yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, that's sad. But the website is now owned by somebody else. He's actually changed it. You can't actually hire someone to kill people anymore. But you can go there and find out the whole story behind the site. Hitmanforhire.net. I'll be sure to put a link in the show notes.
It's like if you need to commit suicide, just move to Oregon.
Yeah, exactly. let's see. I think we got time for one more before we got to get going. In Leechburg, Pennsylvania, police say a Western Pennsylvania man who claims to have split personalities confessed to robbing a Chinese restaurant after reading about it in the newspaper and realizing he was the person who did it.
That's funny.
This guy's wait till you hear this guy's name. 23-year-old Timothy Beer, B-E-E-R, as in glug 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 glug. Beer of Leechburg, who's been jailed since surrendering in Sunday's robbery of the China King restaurant northeast of Pittsburgh. He said he wasn't feeling well, and when he went to the station, he said, "I'm not feeling well, and I think I did something stupid." So apparently one of his other personalities robbed a Chinese restaurant, and so he went in and admitted to having committed the crime.
I wonder what he did with that money. He just has no idea.
I don't know.
He bought another personality.
Maybe so. That'd be awesome. I want to be diagnosed with schizophrenia, multiple personality disorder.
Right.
You cheated on me. No, I didn't. I didn't cheat on you. That other guy did.
Bob did it.
Bob did it. Bob cheated on you. I would never do that to you. What if it were real? You're like in the middle of having sex with someone who's not your wife, and then all of a sudden you switch back to your own personality. Do you stop? I think you got to finish. I mean, it would just be rude.
I would just be like, so what name did I tell you I was?
Who did I say I was? Yeah, you know, a lot of women get upset when you forget their names. How upset would they be if you forgot your own name? So they're like, Oh, Jeremiah. I'm Chris. What? You told me your name was Jeremiah.
No, this is Chris right now.
It's Chris now. Oh, you want to role play? Okay, well, we're not up to the hour yet, but we got to get out of here because we're up to 2 o'clock, and we only got the room till then. Jeremiah, do you got any comedy shows coming up? Anything exciting happening you want to plug?
I recently did a show over at I don't know what the hell it's called. I think Big Boys or Fat Boys or something. I don't know.
Fat Boys. Have you been to the open mic at Fat Boys yet?
Is it over
it's
there?
It's like off Thursday like nights.
Bullard and Marks. Yeah, I've been there. It's all right. I'm not too big about it. I don't know. I've just been I'm looking forward to Will's shows. I just want to do some big shows. I mean, like, you know, I've been practicing and all that stuff.
But you don't have anything specific coming up in the near
future? No, not really. Like, you know, it'd be nice to, but there's just no shows that I'm looking forward to or even, like, you know, looking forward to going. Because, yeah. It's like, I have a whole bunch of, like, new material.
Yeah.
But, and, like, you know, I got a lot of practice material and, like, there's just, like, nothing. Yeah. It's sad.
I mean, there's the couple of open mics in town. I think there's a new one starting on Tuesday. On Tuesdays at
I want bigger crowds.
University Square. Well, you're not going to get bigger crowds at the open mic.
Yeah, I know.
And you want to at least try your jokes in front of,
yeah,
you know, an open mic crowd before you go to a...
Oh, no.
But, the only open mics now I know of course, Tuesdays, there's now at the University Square Inn. I think they're going to be doing that every week. But it's at Cedar and Shaw. And then, of course, the Fat Boys on Bullard and Marks or West? I can't remember.
I think it's Marks.
But that's on Thursdays. Both of those shows start at 8 o'clock. And I think Danny Minch is hosting both of them.
Yeah, I think he is too. Also, I have a book coming out while I'm writing it. Follow me on Tumblr. Madness Made Me Do It.
That's the name of the book? No, that's the name of your Tumblr?
That's the name of my Tumblr. Follow me on Tumblr if anyone here is on here listening. Follow me on Tumblr. Madness Made Me Do It. There's little segments coming out. It's a book called Casanova in Hell.
Do me a favor, write down exact website, and I'll put a link in the show notes of where to find Jeremiah's Tumblr.
Casanova in Hell. There's little excerpts coming out from it. It's about a very good looking guy that's in hell, and the devil wants him to go to heaven because, you know, the devil is devilishly charming and handsome.
And this guy's even more charming.
Even more charming than the devil. And okay. So the whole story goes on how the devil wants him to go. Trying to get him into heaven, but Casanova really likes hell.
What about your biography?
Oh, my biography? I'm still working on that. Okay. You know, it's, you know, Jeremiah Lloyd, Sex and Tears, Guilt and Lies. Yeah, Sex and Tears.
Every time I see you add another tagline to that.
It's a book about
the
book.
The book is just going to be taglines. So by the time you finish, it's just going to be Sex and Tears, Guilt and Lies.
Love and Lust. No. Yeah.
Bears and Wolverines and
It's a book on a book.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, I'm working on those two right now, like really, really, really hard.
Cool.
You know, hopefully I get some buyers.
Well, starting tomorrow, I'm going to be working evenings Monday through Friday from 5 to 1:30 a.m. So I'm not going to be able to do very many shows coming up. If anything comes up on Saturday or Sunday, I'll be trying to get in. But I'm not going to. Unfortunately, won't be able to do a whole lot of comedy for a little while. But we are out of time. We got to get out of here. We got people who probably want the room next since they reserved it. But Jeremiah, thanks a lot for coming out. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, anytime. You know, yeah. It's always a pleasure, you know, seeing you and doing any sort of work with you.
Cool. I am J.D. Foreman and Jeremiah Lloyd here. Thanks a lot for listening to the show. And talk to you next week.
Yeah.